Since Saturday, heavy and light weapon blasts have been heard around Kilolirwe locality in the Bashali Kahembe, where self-defense groups are occupying a number of localities formerly under the control of M23 rebels. Population movements have been reported, says Roger Munihire, a member of Masisi's Savile Society. He says in Kilolirwe, Nyamitaba and a part of Busumba clashes have restarted. This situation has led to the displacement of civilians, some of whom have headed for Kichanga, others to Sake and others to Nyamitaba. He says they are simply calling on the government, which is responsible for protecting the population, to take things seriously and attack the rebels to put an end to the conflict once and for all. When the M23 rebellion denounced a ceasefire violation by the DRC's armed forces on Sunday evening, the Congolese army responded with a communique reiterating its respect for the agreements signed as part of the peaceful resolution of the conflicts. This reaction from the FRDC is strongly criticized by some observers, including Patrice Sheria, who believes that the army is no longer playing its proper role. He says they, as Congolese, accuse loyalist forces of naivete. That's because the army has never gone on the offensive since these forces succeeded in occupying national territory, starting with Kibumba, Rutshuru, Masisi and other areas. He says they expect an attack worthy of its name from the armed forces of the Democratic Republic of Congo. These new developments are taking place under the watchful ears of the EAC regional force, which, according to analyst Evariste Iragi, is no longer in control of the situation. He says the regional forces deployed in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo have not been effective on the ground, and its mandate is contested by the Congolese government, which wants it to be a much more offensive force, but which has become a non-offensive one on the ground. That means that it is a situation contested both by the population of North Kivu and the government itself.
A meeting of the chiefs of staff of the DRC's armed forces and those of several regional organizations, including SADC, EAC, CRRGL, and the FRDC, is scheduled to take place in the next few days in Addis Ababa. They will explore whatever is preventing the implementation of the agreements and then find solutions to the crisis. For VOA Africa, I'm Zanim Netizaidi in Goma.